Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll turn it over to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, Bobby. And we'll also have Saints linebackers coach Peter Sermon join us at 7 o'clock.
Can he tell us maybe why Pete Werner's not playing better? Because DeMario Davis
is playing
good.
Ask him.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Danny Stutzman also getting in there. Bob, yesterday it was a winnable game for this football team.
Well, we thought.
you move the ball up and down the field, and then you come up with either 3 points or 0 points. You got to make a change at the field goal kicker. Listen, nothing against Blake Groupe. He'll kick in the NFL somewhere, but this is in his head now, and it's not going to get better. Well, so you got to move on. The Saints did have tryouts today. They brought in the veteran and Justin Tucker, who was with the Ravens, and also Cade York. We all remember Cade at LSU, and boy, he's had a wild journey all across the National Football League.
Well, if you have a slump in the NFL as a kicker, it doesn't mean you're not going to kick in the league, but you might have to move.
You're like a military brat.
They don't put up with no slumps. You could be the best of the best. Justin Tucker one time was the best of the best, and the Ravens go in a different direction. One day the great kicker with Dallas might be in a slump, and I don't see that happening. But if that would occur, look what happened with Will Lutz. Look at the level that Will Lutz is kicking right now with Denver.
Bob, I told this to Tucker this morning. The year before he got traded in training camp to Denver, he missed 8 field goals for the Saints. How many times you heard people calling and bitching about Will Lutz? You got to get rid of him, got to go with another kicker. These are the same people today that tell you, well, why we got rid of Will Lutz? Okay, that's the life of a kicker.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Well, you're a football player, but the football players in the locker room just look at the kicker like, man, just make the damn kick. they don't care if you're fat or you're in shape. They don't care. When you have to kick it, you have to make it. Because points are so valuable, and the margin for error is so thin whether you're going to win or lose. And, Mike, you look at Will Lentz. This is where percentages, you know how I love stats, but this is where percentages does make a difference. If you look at right now, Will Lutz, now kicking with Sean Payton and the Broncos, he's made right at 89% of his field goals this season. I should say attempts over three seasons, not one season. 89% of his kicks over three seasons in Denver. This year, he's 17 of 20, where when you look at Will Lutz, that percentage is in the 60s. That's totally unacceptable. You cannot have that. And listen, we don't make the rules. It's just tough love. Will Lutz is at 69% for the season. He's 18 of 26 field goals. And I don't know, you never want to be the worst team. You don't want to be the worst at anything in the NFL. But, Bobby, at least you're still in the NFL. But, look, but no kicker has missed more field goals than Groupie this season.
Eight.
So, yeah, no one has missed more field goals. And then, you know, it's not like he – like the Falcons kicker made a 54-56-yarder. You know, so like, well, you know, I could see sometimes you missing those. But if it's in the 30s and 40s this day and age, you can't be missing. Are they going to be because, you know, a good thing it didn't come down to
the kick.
Whether you make it or miss it, whether you win or lose. The game was out of hand. So, but you look at then, you're not within one score. We end up losing by 14 points because you cannot be missing a 38-yard field goal in the first quarter and then 47-yard field goal in the final minute of the first half. You just cannot do that. All I know is you have to score points to win. At this day and age, I'm not saying you got to score in the 30s, but you got to get like 20-plus, or you have to consistently be 20-plus. Do you know the Saints in 11 games, they have topped 20 points just twice? Well, and how many games we've won?
Two.
Twice. Yeah. So, I mean, you just look at it. And our defense is good, but they're not, like, unbelievable where we win all 13 to 10.
We're not talking about the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah, 13 to 10 or anything like that. But, look, then you throw in there, okay, well, Bobby, look, we did have 10 points, but how much the offense scored? Three. The long touchdown came from the defense when Justin Reed returned an interception for a score in the second quarter. So, no, I was extremely disappointed. You know, what occurred in the game because everyone thought, even Vegas thought, the Saints were a point-and-a-half favorite. But I don't know. To me, at times, if I'm Vegas, it's hard to make a team a favorite if they're bad. But were they bamboozled just because how we played against Carolina to make them a favorite and the Falcons had lost five straight games,
I guess? That thing is about money. That, yeah. What you don't want if you're a gambler is to have so many people bet on the other team.
But they had a lot of professional gamblers. They had a lot of professional gamblers that were saying, "Oh, the Saints was one of their best bets. We lost by 14 points."
And so, what was crazy was the Falcons ended up starting as the favorite, and then it swung midweek once you found out Penix and Drake London wasn't going to play. And so, it's with them sometimes not who you play, but when you play them.
Yeah, he's missed now. Look, 8 field goals in 11 games this season. And then, you know, I'm going to ask Coach more about this because the snap, the hold, that all matters. But I don't think on all the misses, oh, that was a terrible hold or snap. No, you have to hold the kicker accountable. That has to be perfection, the snap and the hold. It has to be like robotic where it's always perfect to at least have a chance and be consistent. But if you look at what we're doing offensively, yeah, we were moving the ball. So what? But you got to score points. I'd rather have a two-play drive and we scoring versus – I never seen this. We had back-to-back 15-play drives, and we only scored 3 points. I never witnessed that. How can you possess the ball? We had the ball, and when you look at it,
how many plays
almost
you
6 minutes
had
more
than
the Falcons.
That's the other thing.
We had 78 plays to their 55. 65 is the measuring stick, and we had 78 plays, but it was like empty plays. Mike, if any, look, we're moving the ball. And three trips inside the Falcons' 15-yard line, including on consecutive drives to Atlanta's 1-yard line to start the second half, we only managed to come away with a total of 3 points. The Falcons, are they the monsters of Midway? The Bears, like, oh, but you can't run against them. I mean, you're on the half-yard line. Why are we even getting in the shotgun? Why are we going backwards
to go forward with
two down? I mean, you know what I'm asking Coach Moore, and I'm telling you, this is the thing is, Coach Moore, when we're in the red zone, do you have confidence in the offensive line? And he wants to have confidence in the offensive line. You know why? That's why we invested in our draft. The offensive line gets their ass kicked. You might say, oh, Bob, we got to use more imagination, this and that. But a really good team, it could be to the point where you're inside the 5-yard line. I'm not saying 100%, But then it doesn't matter if they know you're running. You still find a way to get in there.
Stop.
not us. Oh, no. It's like an adventure. And you look at the goal line. The Saints ran 9 plays from inside the Falcons, 8, and failed to gain more than 3 yards on any of them. No, bottom line is, you know, we follow the football, but in the trenches, we getting our ass kicked.
I mean, this has been like this all season long.
No, exactly.
Had difficulties when you get in the red zone or inside the 30-yard line. Okay, it bogs down for one thing and another. They got a procedure penalty, or somebody messes up a snap, or somebody's in motion. Somebody drops a pass. It's always something. And the little details of this game, Bob, man, they're not doing it. And you got no margin of error.
Well, he's the offensive coordinator. He's in charge of the offense. So if the defense would suck, you know, people would say like, oh, what Kellen Moore's doing? Well, he don't run the defense. That's on Brandon Staley. But he is the head coach, and he's in charge of the offense. And when he says this, red zone's on me. That's what Coach Moore said. We're not getting it done. It's as simple as that. Well, you know who just got fired is getting paid $6 million with the Raiders?
Chip Kelly.
I think Tom Brady had a lot to do with that because Pete Carroll really.
I got enough of that.
Pete Carroll usually don't fire, I think, coordinators
in
the season.
He's never.
So Tom Brady. So the young Davis said, come on, Tom, I brought you here for a reason. So they've now fired with the special teams coordinator and now the offensive coordinator.
And the offensive line coach.
Oh, so get them all out of here. No, the Saints are bad, but the Raiders are even worse. No, the Raiders are so dysfunctional. They're terrible.
Bob, today Kellen Moore confirmed that the Saints will have tryouts for kickers tomorrow. And that includes, again, who we talked about, Justin Tucker, along with Cade York. But we got Tom Dempsey's daughter here today. And she can tell you her dad's probably told her the story. I think he's the only guy in NFL history. He was on the cover of the Saints press guide in 1971. Guess what? He got cut in training camp. Got cut at the last cut. How many guys that are the MVP of the year before on the press guide and they get cut loose in training camp?
Well, that's the Saints. I don't know. That's what.
And then what it was, Buffalo, Philadelphia, the Rams.
Well, and think about this. Boy, we always remember.
And Oilers.
We remember the Detroit Lions game, the longest field goal in NFL history. And Tom Dempsey was 19. Will Lutz got to change it. Not Will Lutz. Blake Groovy got to change his number. He's number 19. But we got to get that number off of him. We want to remember that 19 as being Tom Dempsey.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Thanksgiving week, it's a great week for good eating and lots of football. Join us tomorrow on WWL for a special edition of Sports Talk. Myself along with Steve Geller, we're going to be at NHOMA at the Rouses on Martin Luther King Boulevard. We'll talk LSU, Saints football, top NFL matchups, and you can shop for everything you need for your Thanksgiving dinner. Celebrate Thanksgiving and football with me and Steve at Rouse's Markets in Houma on Martin Luther King, and Thanksgiving Tuesday, 4 to 7 on the Big 870 WWL, free on the Odyssey app. Bobby's en route St. Louis. Won't be able to make it.
I know we got to go to a break. But have you ever seen a season where both LSU and the Saints can't score points? No, think how crazy it is.
Who's worse than this, right?
It's like, what is a slugfest against Western Kentucky, a directional school? Well, what? I'm like, oh, no, we better get this onside kick. When you're watching the LSU game, I said, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
what's happening?
I saw Harlem fumble. I'm like, well, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, scoop and score. I was like, no, it's like.
But the offense was really bad.
I mean, who LSU scored more than 25 points against Southeastern? I mean, nobody else.
That's it.
I mean, no, it's like, no, it's kind of comical. It's so sad it's comical. You know,
that's why I told Herb I'm not going to the game. Man, you can go, buddy. I ain't going with you. We'll be back with more second guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Trying to get in touch with Tim Brando from Fox Sports. And while we're making that connection, let's go to our talk and text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood Swinger. What's up?
I got a couple of things to say. Tyler Shuck and Stephon Rattler, 2 and 15 combined. Would you use a number one pick and draft another quarterback for 2026, or would you go somewhere else and draft another position?
Oh wait, so say that again, because you want to get rid of Tyler Shuck already? So explain
no,
what you
I said. Tyler Shuck and Stephon Rattler, they're combined 2 and 15.
Yeah.
Neither one is setting the world on fire. Would you draft a quarterback in 2026?
Okay, so what college quarterback right now that you think is going to be better than Tyler Shuck?
Maybe.
Can you name like Mendoza? Indiana Mendoza, a lot of people want him. I think he could be a Jared Goff-like, his pocket
whoever's
presence.
Whoever's going to have the number one pick in the draft or trade that pick to somebody, they're going to get Mendoza.
Yeah, to go after Mendoza. So, I don't know. I think we still got to wait and see what Tyler Shuck's going to do. I mean, yesterday, the way we were playing offensively, I don't know if the quarterback would have made any difference. To me, it was a good measuring stick against Carolina, not so much against the Rams, because the Rams, look at the Rams, they crushed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Though, did you see some of those passes that Matthew Stafford made? There was no look or like sidearm
he
windows.
Looks one way and throws it the other.
No, he's like a magician. He's like an old magician. So, I don't know. Listen, Hollywood, we still got to wait and see what Tyler Shuck's going to do. No, we have to be patient. Let him play out the season. See what he's going to do on the road against the Dolphins. And then Carolina, just have to look. I guess he should have good showings. Look, at Tampa, we're going to go to Florida, Miami, then at Tampa, Carolina, and home. There's going to be a stretch that I think because he played well against Carolina, look what he does in this stretch in the middle of December till right after Christmas. Carolina at home, the Jets at home, and at Tennessee Titans. To me, that'll be a big measuring stick right there if they think that Tyler Shuck is going to be the guy they're going to count on in the future.
Hollywood, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go back to our talk and text line. And, you know, hey, listen, here at WWL, We're keeping everything up to date. Tiger fans, for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach, keep it locked on to the Big 870 for breaking news, interviews, analysis, all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL. And on our talk and text line from Fox Sports, Timmy Brando. Tim's been a while. I know you sort of a busy man this time of year, just to say the least. And, man, basketball's right around the corner, or right there, so to speak, with you also. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Talk and Second Guess. But, Timmy, I'm going to get your thoughts right off the bat on the Lane Kiffin situation. I think what Nick Saban said over the weekend, and I'm wondering if he's not sort of the mouthpiece here for Lane Kiffin. But your thoughts on having coaches getting fired and then teams going after coaches that are already hired during a season, that's got to stop, because you're muddying the waters here of college football.
Well, you have to be like the NFL. Where they have rules, you have to do like what they do in the NFL. Right. You can't be going to steal nobody's coach during the season. Yeah.
But well, you give Lane a little avenue, man, no, he's going to get it, and I don't blame him.
It's not Lane's fault. It's the college rules.
It's
fault.
The rules. Go ahead, Timmy.
Well, there are no rules. I mean, there are no rules. What they're dealing with, what the dilemma, the conundrum that Saban was talking about when he said it's not a Lane conundrum, it's a college football conundrum, is set forth by whom? The NCAA, okay, they set the portal dates, they set the signing date, and why the hell is that going on? They don't make any money off college football. In fact, they've done everything in their best interest to undermine college football since they lost the television rights from the Supreme Court in 1984. I mean, we've had this conversation before, fellas. There's a lot wrong with college football now. This is yet another example of it. The big crime of it for me as a broadcaster is all of the incredible stories that we have taking place. You know, I was just in Houston last week. Poor kicker missed a couple of field goals, or Willie Fritz would have gotten his ninth victory. That's a Houston team that was 8-2, couldn't get ranked until after they beat Open Date the week before. And he's one of the great stories that most of America knows very little about. There are quite a few others out there, okay, that have done tremendous jobs and have great seasons going on, and I'll be on top of the first domino to fall if, in fact, Kiffin does say no to LSU and Florida. Kenny Dillingham, that's who I've got in the Territorial Cup on Friday night at 9 Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. It'll be a standalone primetime game on Black Friday, and he'll be the next guy, I think, that's on the hit list at LSU or at Florida, either one of those spots, because he's a hell of a coach and he's got a president that is not totally committed, even though he's a homegrown Chaparral High School Arizona kid. They've got a president that's not so sure if they want to spend the kind of money that it may take to hold on to Kenny Dillingham as a head football coach. So the problem is we're operating without rules, and we got to get the NCAA the hell out of it. And we've got to make sure that the people that govern it, that being the CFP and the conference commissioners, who for whatever reason can't agree on format structure for a 16-team format moving forward, we got to get these people talking, and we got to get them taking charge of the sport, because that's the biggest issue. As for Lane, my view of it is this, fellas. The people keep saying, I heard the young Hunt Palmer, whose dad is a real friend of mine, been my dentist for many, many years, who works over in Baton Rouge, say that everyone in Baton Rouge thinks it's over. He's coming to LSU. I would beg to differ. I think that the longer this goes, I think the very good possibility here is that Lane, knowing Lane's ability to promote, knowing his past as a social media troller, I think it's a very good opportunity here for him and for Ole Miss to be the big winners here. They go into Stark Vegas. They win the game. They are headed to hosting their first college football playoff game. What better time to announce that he is not only going to coach the playoff, but sign the contract and remain at Ole Miss? Why would you leave when they are matching every dollar offered in Louisiana or in Florida? Why would you leave? That's a fan base that saw him lose 5 games a few years ago you know, after Auburn flirted with him, and they weren't upset, and you lose three games, it's disappointing. Nobody was calling for his head when he didn't make it with that team last year that had more talent than the one this year. Well, Tim, you lose three games. You lose three games in Baton Rouge, you're done. You lose three games in Florida with the kind of contract that they're talking about, you're done. So I think he's going to stay in Mississippi. I really do.
Well, Tim, with that being said, though, I think Lane Kiffin ultimately, you know, been associated with Coach O at Tennessee, USC, and all that,
yep.
Pete Carroll.
Right.
And I think Lane Kiffin would really want, if he, because how he's so young and he was, you know, promoted at such a young age. We think Kellen Moore was young. Look how young Lane Kiffin was when Al Davis made him the Raiders coach. I think he'd want to win a national championship. And then he'd be gone for calling. I'm going to NFL. I want to win a Super Bowl. Very similar to Pete Carroll. Winning a championship at USC, then winning a Super Bowl with Seattle. I think he ultimately would want to do that. Now,
but Bobby, we all admit that college football has changed, hasn't it? I mean,
has changed.
That he can't do it at Ole Miss now? I beg to differ again. I think.
But Ole Miss, Tim.
Pulling out of the water right now.
Okay, well,
he can get players there. He already has.
He already has, but he has to win it first. Ole Miss ain't won a championship since segregation.
No, denying that. I'm with you.
And look at the 21st century. Three different coaches have won a national championship at LSU. Ole Miss is trying. So, I mean, to me, and look at Florida. What have you done for them lately? What has Florida done?
Right.
No, they have Urban Meyer. You look at Steve Spurrier. But that's the only thing to me that Lane Kiffin would maybe think, and talking to Saban and how Saban, what he established, now I don't know their conversation, that you get the probabilities, maybe we could do it better at LSU than Ole Miss.
I do think you're right. I do think Mike's point about Saban with that rich commentary, and at the same time, he's advising both Sexton and Lane. You know, I mean, he is. So I give Saban credit for pointing out the bigger picture, because I certainly agree with Nick on that. But, there's no doubt that the people in Baton Rouge wanted Nick first. And Terry, his wife, probably tried hard to convince him to do it. And Nick said, no, I'm not, but I'll help him. So, I'm sure he's been in their ear suggesting to him that LSU is the better choice. And by the way, if he does go to LSU, I'm a Louisianian. I'll be happy to have him. I embrace Lane. I like Lane. I don't think there are many people in my business that don't like Lane. Okay. So it's a big win for him, no matter what he chooses to do. I'm saying to you though, this notion, this narrative that only certain schools can win national championships, that is over. That era is done. Forget about what happened in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Hell, forget what happened during the BCS era. Everybody's got money now. Everybody can cheat. Everybody can do whatever they – and so at Ole Miss, they have – Walker Jones, I know that young man. I called his games. He came into Baton Rouge – with Ole Miss and helped them win a game right after LSU had beaten Florida and they were the number one team in the country. I called that game on Jefferson Pilot a long time ago. Keith Carter, a basketball player, I called many of his games. These guys are progressive, and they've shaken down what the cobwebs were, whatever they were in Mississippi, to get the old money to spend. And they've also gotten a lot of new money to spend. If you think Ole Miss is what it was 10 years ago, when Freeze was there, 15 to 20 years ago, when Houston Nutley, it's not the same. It's not. And by the way, in the Big Ten, this ain't Grandma's Indiana either. Okay? The college game has changed. And, you know, why would you want to be in the shadow of Saban? Why would you want to be in the shadow of Spurrier or Urban Meyer when you can be bigger than Johnny Vaught ever thought about being in Mississippi? That's, to me, going to be the difference maker, and ultimately, and this is just my opinion, I think he's going to stay.
Now, how about Tim? Tim, this would be the ultimate feel-good story. We talk about getting it right. as far as name, image, and likeness and transfer portal if Texas Tech would win the national championship. If somehow that can happen.
and don't rule that out.
And you want to talk Tim, you did all those games in you know, the Big 12 and the Big 10. Texas, who would have thought we would be, like you're saying, how the game has changed, we'd be talking about Texas Tech's kick-ass defense.
Let me tell you something, Tim. Bobby. I hope Texas Tech doesn't win the Big 12 title game or doesn't have to take a bye, because I'd love to see them, say, in the fifth position, hosting an SEC school in the playoff. Wouldn't you?
That would be a good one.
Yeah, that would be marvelous television. Would.
Tim, would when we look back 5 years from now, and it's been done with different people. Larry Ellison did it at Michigan. We're seeing certainly the Nike people and Phil Knight. But hasn't Cody Campbell drawn up a game plan on what to do better than anybody? And the story there with transfer portal, NIL, wasn't written by Knight. And it wasn't written by Ellison. It's been written by Cody Campbell at Texas Tech. Yeah.
It should give everybody a different perspective on the television series Landman, right?
Yes, very much.
All we need is a billionaire land manager, and we'll be in great shape. No, you're absolutely right, fellas. And, hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, and check us out on Friday, because by that time I
check
think
you
maybe,
out.
Lane would have already said he's staying, and who the hell are they going to get in Baton Rouge then?
I think Timmy, you could be sitting in the middle of that story.
I have the great cause. You know how Roger Goodell has done a great job for the owners? We need Tim Brando, Commissioner of College Football.
How about that, Timmy? We got you a new job.
No, they need a czar. We need a czar to run college football and put some rules in place.
Yeah, the world according to Timmy B after I finally retire from the microphone. That's good, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, Timmy. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach. We'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, and also on social media. Listen to Sports Talk weekdays at 4 p.m. for up-to-date reports, LSU insiders, also expert analysis, brought to you all by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, you can count on WWL, AMFM.com, and also free on the Odyssey app. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to thank Tim Brando from Fox Sports giving us his insights on what he thinks will happen. He thinks Lane Kiffin will stay at Ole Miss. We'll have that, a lot more. We'll have Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi when we return. And also Tommy Rybecki, the head football coach at Nicholls State. We'll have that and a lot more right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.